smashy?
Sunny asked. In this case, Klaus explained to his younger sister, the word smashing doesn't mean that things got smashed up. It just means fabulous. And it is fabulous, Esme said, finishing her aqueous martini. We hold the auction at Veblen Hall, and we auction off only the innest things we can find. And best of all the money goes to a good cause.
Which good cause? Violet asked.
Esme clapped her long-nailed hands together with glee.
Me! Every last bit of money that people pay at the auction goes right to me. Isn't that smashing?
Actually, dear, Jerome said, I was thinking that this year, perhaps we should give the money to another good cause. For instance, I was just reading about this family of seven. The mother and father lost their jobs, and now they're so poor that they can't even afford to live in a one-room apartment. We might send some of the auction money to people like them.
Don't talk nonsense, Esme said crossly.
If we give money to poor people, then they won't be poor any more. Besides, this year we're going to make heaps of money. I had lunch with 12 millionaires this morning, and 11 of them said they were definitely going to attend the inn auction. The 12th one has to go to a birthday party. Just think of the money I'll make, Jerome. Maybe we could move to a bigger apartment.
But we just moved in a few weeks ago, Jerome said. I'd rather spend some money on putting the elevator back in use. It's very tiring to climb all the way up to the penthouse.
There you go, talking nonsense again, Esme said. If I'm not listening to my orphans babble about their kidnapped friends, I'm listening to you talk about out things like elevators. Well, we have no more time for chit-chat in any case. Gunther is stopping by tonight, and I want you, Jerome, to take the children out for dinner.
Who is Gunther? Jerome asked.
Gunther is the auctioneer, of course, Esme replied. He's supposed to be the innest auctioneer in town, and he's going to help me organize the auction. He's coming over tonight to discuss the auction catalog, and we don't want to be disturbed. That's why I want you to go out to dinner and give us a little privacy.
But I was going to teach the children how to play chess tonight, Jerome said.
No, 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 Esme said. You're going out to dinner. It's all arranged. I made a reservation at Café Salmonella for 7 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock now, so you should get moving.
You want to allow plenty of time to walk down all those stairs. But before you leave, children, I have a present for each of you.
At this, the Baudelaire children were taken aback, a phrase which here means surprised that someone who was so selfish had purchased gifts for them. But sure enough, Esme reached behind the dark red sofa she was sitting on and brought out 3 shopping bags that had the words "In Boutique" written on them in fancy curly script. With an elegant gesture, Esme handed a bag to each Baudelaire.
"I thought if I bought you something you really wanted," she said, "you might stop all this chatter about the quagmires."
"What Esme means," Jerome added hurriedly, "is that we want you to be happy here in our home, even when you're worried about your friends."
"That's not what I mean at all," Esme said, "but never mind. Open the bags, kids."